Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
To any scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and or assorted bad guys, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, for those that are on social media, really quick, I just wanted to give you a heads up. What happens here, I'm in a hotel where I've never had this happen before, but every 10 minutes, the internet refreshes itself. And then what it'll do is it'll drop the signal. But somehow or another, the rumble is going live feed all the way through, and it's consistent there. So we didn't go anywhere. It's just refreshing itself. So stay on the page. Wanted to let you know that. It's just refreshing itself. If at any time you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on a social media platform, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe. You can also go on that same page and subscribe to our Rumble live feed, which we are rebuilding. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And one more time, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. As you know, we've been out here for literally 6 days now in Michigan. We were in Hastings, Michigan last night, had fun with our friends Adam and Bethany Pecola over there, and talking about some serious stuff going on. But I'm telling you what, folks, I'm starting to see more and more, though they be the needle in the haystack, I'm seeing more and more people that are more serious about what's going on when they're talking about taking the law to corruption in their government. And it's getting serious, let me say it this way, because to say otherwise, I'd be disingenuous, and I'd also be telling you an untruth on so many different fronts. So with that said, we're going to be, we have one more date tonight. I don't know where it's at. It's supposed to be a private meeting. Why they're private, I have no idea. But we have a private meeting tonight, and then tomorrow morning we get up and we go back home and we do it all over again. We'll be in South Dakota next month, it looks like, and then we're coming back to Michigan again in October. So we are some busy little bees following through with the mandate, Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, and we are going to continuously do it. As long as the grace of God is supplied in the process of what we're called to do, and that's called to go to you. Now, friends, I want to say really quick before we get to several topics today. You heard during the break how the CDC, again, was going to vote on it. I want you to pay attention to the fact that the mainstream media is giving you the impression that they are a law unto themselves. It's administrative law. I've reiterated this point several times. You need to understand how dangerous this is. The CDC is not a law unto themselves. They still answer to our representatives whereas our representatives still answer to we the people. You hear the mainstream media trying to give power over to the likes of the CDC, over to the likes of the FDA. I mean, the list goes on, folks. The WHO. It's not constitutional. It's illegal. You see our said representatives out of sight and out of mind right now when it comes to what the CDC is going to vote on. I want to remind you that the CDC is not a law unto itself. The CDC operates under the law just like everybody and anybody else. But again, they want to give the impression that they are above the law. They want to give the impression that they are a law unto themselves. And we can clearly see they act as if they're above the law, as if they are demigods. This is dangerous. I can't reiterate the point enough, Americans. This is dangerous. The CDC must be held accountable. Our said representatives must be held accountable for giving the impression that the CDC is a law unto themselves through administrative law. And again, friends, history teaches us this is how dictators operate and operated in the past and how they're trying to operate in the present. I want to say it one more time and we'll move on. The CDC is not a law unto itself. The CDC is operating through administrative law, whereas our said representatives who serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed. They are taking the delegated authority that we gave to them, and they are looking to the likes of the CDC and the WHO and other unconstitutional agencies, and they are in essence saying to them that you are now a law unto yourself because we said so, saith our representatives. It's criminal, and again, there's nothing further from the truth. So when you hear that on the radio, you hear that on television, you need to understand that they are, in fact, not a law unto themselves. They are still under the law, Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause of the United States of America, and they operate through our said representatives according to the delegated authorities that we give unto them, not the other way around. And, of course, the mainstream media would have you know none of this information because they want to continuously operate roughshod over the top of the people. They want to operate in such a fashion where they're accountable to no one but themselves. And, folks, we need to set the record straight. Let me just go ahead and tee this up. On the other side of the break, what I'm going to do is I want to show you what it looks like when a war criminal is called out by the people for their crimes, namely George W. Bush. I want you to see what it looks like when he's confronted and he squirms like the little devil that he is because there were people bold enough there to call him out for who he was. We're going to play that in just a moment. We're also going to be playing today on social media platforms a woman that confronts the board in Illinois. And, folks, no surprise, we all know what they're in it for. Follow the money trail. We're going to get to that in just a little bit as well. And I'm also going to show you a audio video of an individual that is running for the gubernatorial candidacy, namely the Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Mac Miller, and how he was assaulted just a couple days ago because the powers that are tolerated wanted to shut him up really quick. And what we're going to be talking about after the half-hour mark, friends, is the earmarks of liars. Did you say, well, what does that have to do with anything?
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Broadcasting live from Michigan. Folks, let's get right to this. Hopefully you're on a social media platform. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. If not, you're listening to us in 153 different cities and affiliates across the United States or 53 countries abroad. I'll still narrate. You're still going to get the point. What I have in front of me right now is a video where George W. Bush took it upon himself to go ahead and have an open forum with the public. What happened is the public started to shout him down for being a war criminal. I want you to watch this, and I want you to see, watch his demeanor, friends. Watch his actions. Look at how he responds. This is one devil that's got his foot, one foot in hell and the other one on a banana peel. But I just want you to see his reaction to those Americans, to those people on a global basis that are actually standing up and calling them out for his crimes against humanity. So here we go.
Sir, this is not the time. This is not the time for that, sir. No, it is disrespectful to the audience. No. There we go. That's okay. Here's the thing in America. The good news is, in other countries, the guy would end up in jail for yelling at a president. Here he's allowed to express himself, and I want to apologize for...
Hey, folks, there you have it right there. You can see he was very uncomfortable, and uncomfortable he should be. These people that were calling him out for his crimes against the people of Iraq were exactly right. And folks, we need more people that are willing to do this kind of stuff, because what this individual is doing was exactly the truth of the matter. Folks, you could see in his face, he knew he was guilty as AC double hockey sticks. folks, we knew that the war in Iraq was unjustifiable, and so here we are, friends. And so here we are again. Folks, wouldn't it have been better if we'd have stopped this criminal before he committed the crimes, before Dick Cheney made over $34 billion, before we found out that George W. Bush, when he came back, he talked about how there was no weapons of mass destruction. And then listen to this. We listened to the show host over there talking about how this is disrespectful that anybody would dare call him out for his crimes against the innocent people in Iraq. Friends, it's the most respectful and honorable thing that we could do is to stand up against these tyrants before the fact, not after the fact. To honor the office of the President of the United States of America is to stand up against this lawlessness, friends. And again, this is exactly what happened. This is exactly what you just seen. And the fact of the matter is, friends, it is what it is. And I praise God that there's people that are bold enough out there to actually stand up and do their job and be faithful to God and faithful to man to stand up against these hypocrites and these tyrants. Now, I want to go to the next one. This is another video audio, and it shows a woman in Illinois basically confronting the board. And again, this is one of those that I want you to hear. I want you to see for yourself. And I want you to listen carefully, friends, as to what she has to say here, because, again, I want you to hear it directly from her concerning what it is that she's sharing with the world, namely our world, friends, our world.
That the mask and the PPM that's being caused through the mask, which is science, you know, stuff that people don't want to talk about right now, prove that they're dangerous, not only to the adults who are sitting around wearing them, but most importantly to the children. I also have a letter here that was sent to the superintendent talking about the funds that the state of Illinois and the federal government were going to give them. And then I kept on searching and I kept thinking, with all this information about how dangerous these masks are, and then not to mention this experimental gene therapy they're calling a vaccine, why would this school keep doing this? So I decided to follow the money. And I went through report after report after report. And then suddenly, right there in the school letter itself, operational strategy for K through 12 schools, phase prevention, CDC, COVID-19, right here, completely against the Nuremberg Code of the United States of America. I want to ask you this question to this board. Are you in possession of or slated to receive any state, federal, or private funding and or grants from any entity on the condition of universal masking, vaccine, which I guess, again, is experimental gene therapy, or any other COVID-related protocols for staff or students in the entire Vandalia, Illinois school system? Yes or no? It is a yes or no question. Are you receiving any funds under those conditions or aren't you? Or are you slated to receive them if you don't have them now? Which right here says universal masking, universal vaccine coming. Right here, this is the rules we're following, and I have the letters to show it. I'd also like to inform you that I am aware that the state of Illinois received $5,054,988,054 for their COVID-related, right here. This here, county, or this here school system, just the Vandalia school system, for complete full compliance, gets $750,647. And they said it's $3,946.91 per student. That same CDC paperwork right here states all students have access to learning. All students. Not just the disabled who say they can't wear a mask, or not just the ones who are disenfranchised.
Okay, again, so friends, what you're hearing here is you're hearing a woman doing her job, standing up, educating the rest of the people as to what, in fact, is actually happening. Really what it comes down to is that's all we have to do, friends, is follow the money trail. Once we follow the money trail, there it is. It's always going to be there. Did you notice what she was talking about when she was confronting the board? As she was confronting the board, she was asking them if they received any money. Because this is what always comes back to. Also notice, friends, what she showed them was the CDC was giving the orders above the law, we the people, acting outside of any authority that's ever been given to them. They're acting out criminally. They're bribing people, school boards, the ETC. It goes on and on. And what did she say? This is all a violation of the Nuremberg Code, which, again, renders the likes of the CDC and the WHO and Anthony Fauci and the federal government and the state governments acting out in a criminal fashion. Americans, how many times does this need to be spelled out for you? Tim Brown's show from this morning, he had a doctor on. And she said, how many things need to be exposed before this stops, before these people are held accountable? Well, that's up to the American people. How long are you going to sit there and suffer their abuses? Because if you're going to continuously suffer their abuses, they're going to continuously give them to you. What's going on is criminal. And folks, that means if you were breaking the law, you would be a criminal. This government would be all over you like white on rice, and rightfully so, for violating the law. But if you're going to sit back and you're going to have to watch more of this information on a daily basis and a weekly basis and a monthly basis, let me remind you. This has been going on for 2 years. Americans, do you realize now for 2 years we have been told we have done nothing but highlight the crimes of the likes of the CDC and the federal government and the state government? Do you realize this? How many more crimes need to be brought to the light before you stand up and lawfully deal with them? Boy, oh boy, friends. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If at any time you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us. Or go for the BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're going to take a quick break, and again, we'll be right back on the other side of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats and the White House have agreed on a framework to pay for the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making the announcement during a briefing with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A former Border Patrol chief is warning that the surge in illegal immigration is opening the door to terrorists. The letter from Rodney Scott says border security recommendations from experienced career professionals are being ignored. This as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki updates us on the number of illegal immigrant Haitians who have been deported.
1,401 Haitian nationals have been returned to Haiti. 3,206 Haitian nationals have been moved from the Del Rio camp to CBP custody or to other sectors of the United States border to either be expelled via Title 42 if possible or placed into removal proceedings.
USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says extending the federal debt limit is not about future spending. The California Democrat calling it a tradition that usually receives bipartisan support.
It's quite appalling because when Republican presidents were there, we always had bipartisan support for that. We sent that bill over to the Senate. Depending on what happens there, we will keep government open by September 30th, which is our date.
Republicans are refusing to extend the debt limit, saying Democrats can do it on their own. Tropical Storm Sam is the latest named storm in the tropics. The National Hurricane Center saying it's the 18th named storm so far. Sam is expected to become a hurricane tomorrow and be near major hurricane status this weekend. The storm is too far out in the Atlantic to know what impact might be for Florida. Sam currently sits about 1,600 miles from the northern Leeward Islands in the Atlantic. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, what I want to do, I want to show you one more video. And the video audio that I'm going to show you right now is a Republican candidate for, again, left-right scenario, unconstitutional, Article 4, Section 4, U.S. Constitution. Read it. You'll understand what I'm saying here. But the video audio that you're about to see is a candidate for the lieutenant governor, Mac Miller. He's assaulted by security and dragged from Clark County commissioners meeting. And folks, I got to tell you, when I watched this, it really did kind of surprise me that it even went this far. And I can pretty much rest assured, and so can they, someone's going to be losing their job, if not all of these guys. But to handle this man in such a fashion was quite appalling, to say the least. And what I want again, do here is show you how this individual was treated. And again, this guy's name's Friend, just for the record, you can go ahead and see it on the scroll here. The candidate for Lieutenant Governor Mac Miller assaulted by security. He was escorted out. I want to say it was more than that. But again, let's go ahead and check this out. And folks, could you believe that? to grab him and to drive him through the metal detector in such a fashion. Can you imagine if that would have been the lieutenant governor of the state? Folks, can you imagine that everybody that would have assaulted the lieutenant governor in that particular state, do you realize they would have been shot on the spot? But because he's running for the position to, again, in hopes of standing and righting the wrongs, we have two security guards running him through the metal detector to the point where the metal detector falls over almost on him. To say, folks, that the American people are not conditioned to put up with this garbage is an underestimate because, friends, this is embarrassing content. This is a guy that's trying to right the wrongs, and in the process of doing so, because he's not the lieutenant governor yet, somehow this is acceptable. Well, try to the lieutenant governor, and you'll see the hypocrisy in which I mean to point out even now. This is incredible. Okay, speaking of which, so we go back, we listen to the last commercial. Once again, this is live radio. We're shooting from the hip. One of the things that I noticed yesterday at the meeting in Hastings, Michigan, was the people in the seriousness of the people in the state of Michigan in wanting to bring criminal politicians, attorneys, etc. to justice was at a new level. It was at a new tone yesterday. And the first thing I started thinking of, because we all know this, we all hear this, but most people don't mean it. They just talk about it. They just magnify the crimes of the bad guys. They don't mean to bring in the law. They don't mean to execute justice and judgment within the gate that we might know peace and righteousness, Isaiah 51, verse 4, Amos 5, 15. The list goes on. But these people are serious. And the first thing I started thinking of is the way that the people during the War of Independence, during the establishment and the establishing of this country, I don't know that you're aware of this or not, but crime was not tolerated in any sense of the word. Crime was not tolerated. I want to give you a couple examples. If you committed the act of treason, of course, they would be hung for treason. That's found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3. If you stole, in some cases, you would lose your limb, or you'd have to return fourfold. If you committed adultery, you would be executed, or you'd be ostracized from your colonies. And the list goes on. There was no such thing as abortion. If you killed, you were publicly hung, life for life. Also put that up against Deuteronomy 19:19. See, what's happened over 244 years is the American people have forgotten the law that God gave to establish righteousness and peace in the gate through judgment. And over the last 150 years in this country, the American people have allowed these self-appointed hirelings, John 10:12, to the pulpits to basically gut the pith and marrow of God's law in exchange for man's commandments, which, by the way, in Mark 7, tells us, make God's commandments void. So we've exchanged justice for crime. And I want to say this. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. What is the fulfilling of the law? Love. And what is that? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. So here's the fulfilling of the law. If you don't want to do the time, then don't do the crime. And what you need to understand is the fulfilling of the law is doing and looking out for your brother the way that you would want him looking out for you. That's the fulfilling of the law. In other words, if you don't want to suffer the consequence of violating the law, then don't violate the law. Because love will fulfill that by looking out for its brother. And I want to tell you something. That's one of the things that I found myself talking about over the last couple events as well here in Michigan, is what happened to looking out for the other guy? What happened to the American people looking out for the other guy? What happened to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? What happened to looking out for each other more than we even look out for ourselves? I mean, folks, if there's any sense of a testimony that we might have here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, is we're not here in servitude to ourselves. And I remind people that all the time. We're here to serve the people, but we can't serve the people until we first serve God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And what is his commandment? To go out there and seek and save that which is lost. And let me remind you before I get started here, Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and not lose his own soul? Jesus said that he who tries to save his life will lose his life. He said, if you lose your life for my sake, he said, you will find it. And it's exactly right. So let me do this. Let me go back to the earmarks of liars. Let me go back to the very beginning of our country when they used to operate through something called canon law, God's Torah, his Pentateuch, his moral law. Okay? That's how we were dictated as a society. And if you look at common law, which is undermined, or the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed to common law, that is God's moral law, and that's why you see Moses and the Ten Commandments in all civil buildings. So let me go on here. Did you ever hear of the earmarks of liars, for example? Earmark means to mark by cropping or slitting the ear, Webster's 1828. Now, folks, this is one of my favorite topics, just to let you know. When I took the time, friends, to go out to Jamestown, to go out to Williamsburg, to go out to Yorktown, Virginia, we're so rich in Christian history, it blows my mind. But when I went out there, I found the history lessons which only affirm and solidify the message that I've been preaching for the last 20 years. Now, there was a certain point where we were traveling through Maryland, we were traveling through Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia. And I want to share with you what I learned while I was there. The first thing I did is I stopped in Jamestown, Virginia. And upon entering into this gated replica of a village that was established by the first settlers to come into this land known as Saints, friends, you have been taught to believe that the first people that actually landed over here in America, they were called pilgrims. You can equate that. You can define them as that, but if you want to get real proper about it, they were actually called the saints, not the pilgrims. So what happened is when I walked into this little village, the first thing I saw was a large church. And when then entering the church, I saw on the front walls the two tables of God's moral law, Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. In between the Ten Commandments was the Lord's Prayer, which is found in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And when walking out of the front, there on the back wall was written, listen carefully, listen carefully, Acts 2:39. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the first thing you will see when you walk into Jamestown, Virginia. The first thing. Because that's the first thing the saints established when they got over here. Okay? I then traveled over to Yorktown, Virginia, where the American colonies, along with the French, delivered the final blow to the British Empire by breaking the back of Cornwallis, okay, and his disgraced military. This is what I want you to hear. Again, there in Yorktown was the victory statue where it was inscribed for George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, that the United States in Congress assembled was caused to be erected at York in Virginia, a marble column adorned with the emblems of alliance between the United States and the most Christian majesty, His Excellency George Washington, Commander-in-Chief. Folks, this is all there for the seeing.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're on social media platforms, you can see it did again exactly what I said it was doing. It's refreshing itself and it's stopping at will. I've been in literally thousands of hotels broadcasting and I've never ever one time seen that. So we will be back in the saddle on Saturday, so everything should be back to normal then. Again, we're on the road. We've been on the road for the last week out here in Michigan. We've done, well, tonight will be the sixth event. As a matter of fact, over the last couple days, this is the first, or over the last week, it's the first event I've ever missed in 23 years of ministry. So we are out here again doing what we do here, friends, because again, we believe that we can win the day. But what I want to do is I want to get back to this really quick because I have one final segment left. And if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please subscribe to those pages. I want to get back to the fact that during the founding era of our country, crime was not tolerated. It was not tolerated in any sense. Why? I want you to listen carefully. Why wasn't crime tolerated? Because people paid the price to receive the freedoms that they then had. They fought the wars. Okay? They understood the blood that was shed to give them the freedoms that they had. And they were going to do nothing or allow anyone to violate that in any sense of the word. How opposite of what we see today in this country. It's amazing. Truly it is. What the American people allow corrupt politicians to do today is incredible. It's shameful conduct, to say the least. So let me go back to this. I was just highlighting the fact that in your town, there is a statue there. And it's erected to that of the most excellent, folks, to the most excellent president. They called him the Excellency, George, or General Washington, and they called him the commander-in-chief of the combined forces of America and France. Okay? So what do they call him? The Most Christian Majesty is what they called him. Then we set off to Williamsburg, Virginia, close by the place where Patrick Henry gave his famous speech. Listen carefully. It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. Same here in the present America. The next gale that sweeps in the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. And he was right. Our brethren are already in the field. We stand, he said in question, why stand we here idle? What is that the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Only you can answer that, America. He said, Patrick Henry did, forbid it, God Almighty. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. This was said at the speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church, March 23rd, 1779. Now, going down the street into Williamsburg where the head and arm restraint stocks were seen on the side of this walkway, and by the way, these head and arm restraint stocks were located right outside of the local courthouse. There was a historian and a reenactment actor that was outside educating the people who had questions. So one of the questions was, what is the head and the armed restraint stocks for? The actor said that before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administrate ecclesiastical law, which is found in Romans 13. She went on to tell us that crime was not tolerated in the least by the colonies because, again, they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms, John 15, 13, right? The stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury, lie under oath. Folks, oh my goodness. The stocks were there for people that would commit the act of perjury, lie under oath. Or they would lie in any sense of the word. Can you imagine how many people would have earmarks, ear slits today? Because of how much lying they do and it's tolerated? Hey, folks, the criminal would be pushed by being thrown into jail for up to six months. A fine would be paid just for perjury. And this all took place after their head and hands were placed in the stocks as a means of public punishment. So they put their hands and their head in stocks publicly for lying. They would then bind them, take the criminal's ear, and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour so everybody could see this. After that hour was up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear to the stock for 1 hour. This all being done publicly for lying. When removing the nails, they would often slit the ear completely off, marking the offender, so other colonies as well as other cities or states would understand that the person was not to be trusted. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmark. Folks, this is, in fact, your history. He also voluntarily ended this conversation with me and my family was saying that it was to teach the person that lied to repent before God so they would not end up in hell. I mean, you want to talk about preaching the gospel, folks? An intolerant one towards that of sin? See, folks, they understood. You say, well, that, Bradley, then that means we were a theocracy. We are a theocracy. Well, then you would say to yourself, well, Bradley, that's a gospel by force. Well, let me ask you this, in the natural, if you violate speeding laws, which are unconstitutional, by the way, do the cops enforce those laws? Let's take it over to if you steal something. Do they enforce the laws? Yeah, they enforce the laws. Why? Because it's a violation of law. And whenever there's a violation of law where an injustice takes place, where the smallest of injustices take place, an injustice takes place everywhere. So those that are thankful for the freedoms that they have, they're not going to tolerate violators, transgressors, or lawbreakers in any sense of the word. So I'm humored when people say, well, Bradley, that's a gospel by force. Hey, folks, you live by a gospel by force in every country on this planet. It just depends on what gospel you're going to submit to. It's either going to be the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're going to put up with man in his tyrannical ways. And if you say that's wrong, then you are obligated before God to right the wrongs, Isaiah 58, verse 12. So let me go back again. Can you imagine the earmarks we would see today in the American church, government, or business if these laws were still enforced? Folks, these people loved their freedoms by demonstrating zero tolerance for any crime whatsoever. And why do they do that? They do that out of gratitude. They do that out of gratitude. See, it's like I serve Jesus Christ because I love him, because I see what the Father did through him to redeem me, to be the propitiation for my sins, to redeem me back unto himself through his blood, Revelation 1:5. I don't do it by force. I do it out of gratitude. And what's going to fall from that to what we do in this planet, in the natural? We're going to uphold those laws to make sure that we remain a free people, so we can understand Psalm 33, verse 12, so that we can understand 2 Corinthians 3:17. So again, can you imagine the earmarks we would see today in the American church, government, or in business if these laws were still enforced? And by the way, the laws are still in the book. You just have to enforce them. The efforts of foolish men today, and they are fools for their pains, such as the modern-day revisionists, historians, and even professed, uneducated, self-proclaimed Christians who have attempted to recreate America's founding forefathers in an image not of their own. How can, and let me say it this way, how many earmarks would there be on the lot of all of the above for helping the blind lead up the up and for them to truly bear? Hey, folks, do your homework, understand God's law and the purpose of his law, and if you understand real freedom, you're going to stand on the side of those that are born of the Spirit of God and upholding and establishing the law. Go to Romans 3:31. Go to Matthew 5. Go to Psalm 40, verse 8. Start with verse 7. Go to Isaiah 42:21. Go to the New Testament, folks, which is only a fulfilling of the Old Testament. Go to Hebrews 8, verse 7. Go to Hebrews 10, verse 7. And, folks, go to Romans 13. And remember, Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy the law. I've not come to destroy. I've come to uphold it, to magnify it. And he said, not one jot or one tittle in any wise shall pass away until all be fulfilled. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.